Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdrastuytse. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
And the Higher Learning Network TV show. It is Monday. It is the last Monday of Women's Her Story Month. And her story always includes that of children. Because mothers are naturers and nurturers and the first teachers of our children. And our children are being attacked. And some say it is, some say it's not. So we'll see what this discussion, where this discussion leads us today. Lord have mercy. Boys in skirts. So, MFSB, that's back in the day, you may or may not remember, a group out of Philadelphia called MFSB, Mother, Father, Sister, Brother, so that was the topic of the show. MFSB, why are you letting fashion steal your children? Basically, boys in skirts. So that's the topic of discussion, and you can join in the discussion this morning from 7 until 9 a.m. right here on our YouTube and Facebook channel, Higher Learning TV show. But we're here to start your week off with the Monday Morning Mindfulness Stress Release Session coming up exactly at 7:15. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. If you're celebrating your birthday, we're celebrating it right here with you. And let us keep in prayer the sick, the shut-in, the incarcerated, and those in need of prayer and help, especially the families, the communities that have lost their homes. They are woke up to nothing. And what a blessing it is you woke up to from a warm bed with a computer or phone or e-book or whatever they call it, iPads, to watch and participate in life outside of your house. So what a blessing. So give thanks for that. And let us remember to keep those in prayer that are in need, the sick and the shut-in, the homeless, and especially, oh, Lord, I mean, just community just wiped out. I got a girlfriend in Mississippi, and I called her yesterday. She's like, it just flew right over our head. And I was like, good, God bless you, girl, because I was like, oh, my goodness, I wonder how the family's doing. So they're doing just fine. I think she said it passed them up by like 30 miles or something like that. That's where it hit down there. So thanks for that. Shout out to the Maimon family this morning and all the families that are affected by the tornadoes. And tornadoes is something that we don't always know a lot about. So if you didn't attend last night's show on Soul Purpose Healing, I learned some things about tornadoes that I didn't know about the weather, period, and how the weather is being manipulated. So, I said all of that to say this. Stay prayerful. How about that? If you're listening online, you'd like to join the conversation, and you can do so with your comments at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and we'll open your mic. And you can watch us on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, and our Facebook channel, Higher Learning TV Show. But let me say condolences to the family of Chicago's own icon, Ed Gardner. And I'm sure you remember Afro-Sheen and all the good products that we remember back from the 70s and 80s. And then, well, not the 70s, but it could have been going on in the 70s. I just didn't know about it. It probably was, because I had a perm in my 70s. You know, that's what we were taught, to straighten our hair, and we're still being taught to straighten our hair today, and we wonder why we don't have the power that we once had. There's power in these locks. Mm-hmm. No, you can't touch my hair, because I don't know where your hair is being. Okay. Anyway, just thought I'd share that with you. So be sure and go back and check out Soul Purpose Healing from 7 till 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can find it on Soul Purpose Healing on Facebook. That is our Friday morning host and our Sunday evening host. Viara Robinson, my sister from another mister. Condolences to Ed Gardner. He was some kind of special. I met him once right down the street at an event. And he was so humble. You know, people with that kind of money, with wealthy money, they have a tendency, not all, some have a tendency to be a little arrogant. He was anything other than, and who knows, he may have been arrogant. That wasn't my experience. So I just wanted to say that. Condolences to the Ed Gardner family. TBT, Truth Be Told News, wrote a very nice article about him, and I'll be posting that on my blog later today. But right about now, if you are headed out this morning, you know what that means. It's chaos on the expressways, and it is time for your Monday morning traffic. So let's take a look at it. It is some kind of special. If you're headed out to the expressway, you need to know that you will have some issues, because there are issues to be had. Okay. Chicago's weather and traffic. Chilly start to the day, but it's all about the sunshine later on. Yeah, because I had to close the curtains this morning. Partly cool and cloudy, mostly sunny skies, down to the low 30s tonight, but back up in the 30s tomorrow. But cooler near the lake, always cooler near the lake. High 45 today. And 60s on the weekend. Yes. And Traffic and Weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itext.com. If you are a business owner or an entrepreneur and you have services or products that you'd like to sell, then you can become a member of itext by enrolling. And if you mention my name, Zell Dole, Z-E-L-D-A. Thank you, Rich McGee. You will receive a $100 bonus to go shopping for anything that you possibly need. Anything the big box stores have, we have it on iTech. So, and I'm glad to be a member. We've been a member for over like 10 years, I'm sure. Probably 15 years. Almost 20 years. I don't know. It's been so long. Anyway, if you're not taking advantage of iTech, then you're being taken advantage of. Just thought I'd share that with you. And if you want to go anywhere, they've got trips right now to Florida. And I was like, oh, my goodness, there's so many trips to Florida. It's ridiculous. Florida, the Bahamas, the Caribbean, Paris, Greece, Rome, Mexico, Jamaica, Africa even. Well, they don't have any Africa trips yet because I'm still waiting on them. I'd definitely be using that. Anyway, on Metro and CTA, there are no reported delays. But there's lots of incidents going on. As we take a look at the Kennedy inbound, it's down to 8 miles per hour. Just past Lawrence Avenue, there is an accident. 69 minutes if you're headed out to O'Hare. 25 minutes on the outbound. 35 minutes on the outbound. 69 minutes on the inbound. On the Edens, it's 27 in, 24 out. On the Eisenhower's, your usual delays, it's 45 minutes in, 28 minutes out. On the Stevenson inbound, 29 in and 15 out. On the Dan Ryan, your usual delays, slow from 95th to 35th, 16 in and 12 on the reverse. On the Bishop Ford, 13 in and 11 out. And DuSable Lakeshore Drive, it is 11 minutes in and 10 minutes on the reverse. And that is your traffic for Monday morning mindfulness here on the Female Solution. Now, if I remember correctly, you have been, you know that those who are inside for long periods of time like we have been, then you know there's a possibility that you have developed a disease, and that disease is rampant in America right about now, pretty much all over the world, and that is diabetes. Those of you know that I was diagnosed with diabetes for over 10, 15, it's about 10 years ago. And I was on metformin, and I didn't want to be on metformin the rest of my life. So my sister gave me a recipe, and I added a few things to the recipe, and diabetes. So go to diabeticdonut.com, see for yourself, tell you my story, and you get a free download. Don't cost you a dime. Just go there and take advantage of that. And share it with someone, because somebody somewhere else has it, and you don't know who they are, so be sure to share that with them, okay? And remember to tune in to the Higher Learning Network TV show, Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. And as we continue, I must tell you, I'll tell you about that after the break. Right now, we got a comment here, John William Caldwell. Good morning, Grand Rising John William Caldwell. Thank you so much for joining us this morning here on The Female Solution. But I have got to tell you how, well, I got a minute to tell you how good I feel this morning. Baby, I feel like I'm 26 and I'm 66, okay? I have been on a cleanse. Today is, well, yesterday was day 7, so today is day 8. I could stop the program, but I'm not, because I feel so good. Just like, I want to keep this up. I haven't had any cooked food. I've had raw food all week, you know, bananas, apples, apricots, bananas, cantaloupe, pineapple, anything raw. And I've been eating lots of salads, and I'm not a salad person, but I've learned to love, because I love the way I feel. It's like, No, there's not a pill that's available. Well, if it is, I don't want to know about it. That could make you feel this good just by cleansing the cells of the body. It's called the flat belly lifestyle 2.0. My belly is not flat, but it's damn sure smaller than what it was. Okay, I would say about half the size, and I'm not hungry. That's the part that's just killing me. Not killing me. That's surprising me. It's like I didn't really, really get hungry until yesterday. I think that was a mind thing. I've been on, 7 days, and I haven't gotten hungry. You know, you get a little inkling because most of the time you think you're hungry, you're really thirsty. But anyway, I digress. I went on the 7 day. There's a 7 day and a 21 day. I went on the 7 day flat belly, and if you want to feel good and if you want to look good, because I feel good, so I know I look good today because I feel good. I feel it in my body. I just do. I could get up and do some jumping jacks, but I won't do that either because I don't want to cause any problems with my hip and my knees and my thighs and my ankle. I don't want to do none of that. Man said, "Oh yeah, you can go skin. Not today, baby. No." I will not be doing that today. But what I will be doing is sharing with you. Yeah, so you hear me sniffling. That is because I'm cleansing. I'm still cleansing. So why stop cleansing? So I'm going to keep it up. I may not do everything that's associated with it because I've probably run out the products, but I'm going to continue to use my cold press juicer and continue to raw foods. Oh, that's a challenge. Only if you think it is. And I don't think it is. I've done 7 days. Today's eight. I'll be fine. And let me share with you this Monday morning mindfulness thought for the day. And it comes from Mike House, Monday, March 27th. I bring meaning to life. You bring a meaning to life. How you treat yourself is the meaning you bring to life. Your purpose is relayed and displayed as you interact with others. The interpretation and perspectives about yourself are your impression upon others. Why does this matter? Because you are a reflection of your self-thoughts. Hey. How do you think about yourself? Your purpose will dictate your quality of life. What is your purpose? To hurt or to harm, or to bring love, comfort, and prosperity. You have a choice about the meaning of your life and how to practice it. I exalt my purpose and meaning of life. I trust what I was made to be. As I lift myself through the spiritual practices and implementation, I convey to others joy, happiness, and candor. I intentionally uplift, encourage, and strengthen. I leave a healthy impression upon others. And thank you, strength, in me, through me, and around me. Through the Christ within. And so it is. And it says, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not waver. And that's from Psalms 26 and 1. And that is your Monday morning mindfulness. And that is by Mike House. And if you want to be a receiver of his Monday morning mindfulness meditation, simply email me. Excuse me, his Monday morning mindfulness scripture. Email me, Zelda@higherlearningnetwork.org. And I'll put you on the list. Okay? Right about now, you know what that means? It is 7:15, and it is time for Monday morning mindfulness meditation. Yes, it is. So it is the time of the morning where we get quiet. Prepare ourselves. Beloved, phenomenal woman, fighting, guarding, district. And recuperate. Belly and my sides and back and my hips, all of it. Give it strength. Have it. Bless. Mobility. Woke up and could a stretch. Hold it. And that's okay. And then we're going to do it when you take that deep breath. Put the count of five. Then we're going to blow it out through our mouth. Side to side, giving thanks as we do the higher. Bringing that breath on down to. Yes, giving thanks for those glorious knees. Effortless. Those who help our mobility. And all the other staff. breath. Whatever area on your body needs attention, give it some love right now. Right as far as you possibly can. Ladies and gentlemen, when you expand the lungs, when you breathe in, it Hallelujah. Well, thank you for enjoying Monday Morning Mindfulness. I appreciate you. I thank you, and I hope you'll share that with someone, because there's a lot of chaos. Oh, Lord have mercy. If I looked at the news every day, I'd never go outside. It's crazy. People are literally crazy everywhere. It's like, oh, and don't talk about Walmart, and we won't even go there. Anyway, we want to keep the day on a positive note. But anyway, I want to thank you so much. And please go to my blog, Zelda Speaks, or Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. I have two, not blog, that's not the blog, that's the YouTube page. Zelda Speaks, YouTube.com, Zelda Speaks, or Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. And be sure and check out my Instagram page, too. Zelda Speaks, the number 2, in the letter U, or Zelda Speaks, the number 2, and M-E. Okay? You got that? It is 7:30, and you know what that means. It is time for our Monday Morning Mindfulness information that I need to share with you, in which I did not share with you this information. It is the mindfulness t-shirts that we offer. Meditate to Activate. It's one of my favorite, and it's one of your favorites, too. And this is one of your favorites because you let us know. Inhale wealth and exhale debt. It's another favorite. Inhale faith and exhale fear. And all of that is available here for you on the Higher Learning Network TV show. It's available at higherlearningnetwork.org, so be sure and check it out as we go to our first commercial break. And we want to share with you this information so you can please share it with others. And we'll be right back. Thank you.
constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
And it is a great day because of you, because if you weren't here, where would I be? Probably sleep. Okay, no answer. Anyway, it's 7:37,
And thank you for joining us here on the Female Solution Radio Podcast and the Higher Learning Network TV show. Be sure, and if you're on our channels, and I see that you are, thank you so much for joining us. And please like and subscribe to our channel. And please share it with others and share this show with others, especially right about now, because you know I'm always asking for money for the homeless to help them get butane and lighters. Well, this is what you can do, and I'm going to show you. If you would go to oldnational.com/CYC. I should have pulled that up on the computer. I did pull it up on the computer, but this is it. Let me be sure here. Okay. So you go to the top of your Google page and type in old, O-L-D, national, N-A-T-I-O-N-A-L, oldnational.com/CYC, C-Y-C, choose your charity, and this is what will pop up. So I haven't done it today, so I'm going to walk you through it. So I'm putting in my email address, Zelda@higherlearningnetwork.org. And this is the most important thing, because you can vote for a charity, and we want to be sure you get the right one. So type in Higher Learning Network NFP. I'm going to take that out just so you can see it. Well, it comes up on my computer because I vote every day. But you have to type it. This is what I'm looking for right here. It says Higher Learning Network NFP. That is exactly what I am looking for. So when you see that, you know that you're at the right place. So you want to look. When you see that Higher Learning Network NFP with P.O. Box 11513 Chicago, you'll know you're at the right place. You click on that, and yes, you are over 18 because you agree to the official rules, and then you click vote. So you will see that is my vote for the day, and it'll say accepted. Yep, your vote. Thanks for your vote. Your vote has been recorded. And because I have more than one email address, I'm going to type it in here again because I want to show you, just in case you didn't get it, Old National NYC, and this is the page that pops up, Choose Your Charity. Old National Bank is offering $500,000 to nonprofits that you choose, because what's important to you is important to us. And the last day is March 31st, and you can vote every day, and that's exactly what I'm doing, every day. So now I'm going to put in my personal email, which is zeldaspeaks@gmail.com. Then I go down here and type in Higher Learning Network again, and it automatically pops up because I use it on the computer every day. And then ask again, are you over 18? Yes, I am. And you agree to it, and you vote. And thank you for your vote. Your vote has been, your response has been recorded. So I'm going to leave that up there because I got a bunch of other emails I'll be voting from today, but I wanted to share that with you. So thank you so much for your vote, and please share that with others. Thank you for sharing that with others, because that way we continue to be the village, because the village is going. Back in the day when I was growing up, people supported people in the community, and so now we do it online. So thank you for doing that online. And the reason why we do it is because there are people in need, and we need to help people in need. Because you got a little something at home you're not using, put it online, sell it, $5 or $10 for some butane to help the homeless. That's what we're trying to do. And for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, did you see the contest over the weekend? Oh my goodness, it was the March edition of the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, and these children—they're just too. They're so talented, it's causing a problem, because we got a tie again. So what can I do? Once again, I'm asking you to go to vote, HLN, send your vote from the contest. You can go back and see it, and I can also pull it up here so you don't have a problem. It's the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, and it is on our YouTube channel, which is Higher Learning TV Show. So let me pull that up for you. The things that I saw, I could not. I was like, does that child have bones? Yeah, I didn't think so. So where is the teen talent cut? Oh, I got to type in our name. That was the purpose for me pulling up the screen, right? All right, here we go. Higher Learning Network TV show channel. Why is it so long, Zelda? Because we want you to use your brain. The powers that be don't want you to use your brain. They want to put everything in parentheses and short form words. You know, kids won't even know how to spell because everything is SMH and LIT. Oh, Lord. Anyway, this is it. Higher Learning Network TV show channel. When you check on that, click on that, you click, see that logo, HLN, there it is. So we were live, so I'm going to click on, let me scroll down and see if there's anything there. Yeah, there it is. Scroll down and you'll see it right there on the page. Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to pull one up and just show it to you because you will not believe what I saw. It's like, dude, where'd that come from? I'm sorry. That's the wrong one, y'all. Let me go back to yesterday. Saturday. Let me go to live. That's what I'm going to go to because we were live. There you go. Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And these are some of our judges that helped us decide. And I got all their votes in, but I didn't get all your votes in. So how can I bring this over so you can see it? So now I just want to pull it up a little. Get it over here so you can see some kids so we don't have to wait so long. Okay, where is it at? There you go. Okay. Where'd that come from? That is not my video. Okay, let me go back. There you go. Okay. How'd that happen? Let me get you to some contestants right quick because the judges had to introduce themselves. And that takes a little time. Okay. Of course, I'm sharing. Some of
no one believes in you. Believe in yourself.
Okay. That
even
was a video.
You don't see the results right away.
Yeah, believe in yourself. Go back. You got to see this. I want you to see some of the amazing things some of these kids. Oh, I'm way past it because that was the second hour with Zoe Ma.
Huh?
That's from our homeless, which I will go back to. Trying to find. Oh, here you go. I love this.
Today I bought 2 sweaters, 2 belts, and a mason jar for $3. Texted my mom thinking of you.
Oh, yes.
All right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to hear this. And why am I playing this? Because it's important. You need to hear the voices of our youth. This was she was 13.
And I know the rich girl is wrong.
17, sorry. She said a rich girl told her this.
The road is ready.
A rich girl told her about shopping at secondhand stores, and she didn't particularly like that conversation, so she wrote a poem about it. Is this the beginning of it? Where are you going, girl? Well, let's let it play. How about that?
Where Otis Redding, where Earth, Wind, and Fire shooting through the speaker. My mom humming about everlasting love while scouring the kitchen utensils. And I know the rich girl is wrong. The thrift stores are anything but sad. Mom had rules when I was young. Pants should be under $10. Shirts less than $5. A good jacket maybe $15 or $20. I'm not sure if she made these rules or inherited them as I did, but I keep them with me wherever I go. Know that a woman who came before you knew you would need guidance, and so she gifted you from her tired palms her oldest blueprints for existence. The women in my family have always been the most original. Trust them to find a way to do something when every easy option is gone. Turn the blouse backwards, and now it fits better. Roll up the sleeves, remove shoulder pads, learn to sew so you can hem your own clothes. What can you create when the only thing in front of you is your hand? How fast can you think? How deliberate can you be? Can you imagine something better than what you have, then make the thing you have better? Who taught you to make a solution where there is none? Who was it that said adapt or die? And did they meet my mother, queen of couponing and early morning yard sales before the Texas heat rushes the back of the neck? When I tell you department stores overwhelm me, what I mean is 15% off is not a sale. I'm not even sure why they have sales because I'm not showing up so it goes on clearance. Mom says everything goes on clearance. Mom also says the only things you should buy new are shoes and underwear. And just because you don't have money doesn't mean you can't be sanitary. Don't leave the store until you've seen everything. But the selection changes every day. 24 hours, a handful of new chances to become an artist. My mom says she used to write poetry. My father, when he was alive, was a dancer. Did I learn grace, or was it passed through the blood? Have I always been creative and practical? Today, I bought 2 sweaters, 2 belts, and a mason jar for $3. Texted my mom, thinking of you.
Hello?
Is that powerful or what? And these are my judges. Of course, she was one of the finalists. These are one of our judges. Actually, all of our judges right here. This is Tracy Cobb, who introduced me to the world of journalism. Well, I was already in journalism, but she introduced me to the Chicago Association of Black Journalists, American Women Journalists, the National Association of Women Journalists, because of Tracy, right here, Tracy Cobb. And I am very grateful to her. And this is Dee Daniels from the War Woman News. We worked at radio stations together, WJPC, WGCI, WNUA, name it. And it's pretty much the same here for Airman, Riding High. He has a Facebook page. You got to go to it, RIDINHIGH. No G at the end of the writing, Riding High. Gene Phillips, his name is Airman. We worked at all the radio stations together as well. And this young lady here, Karen McCool, is the young lady who taught me how to edit at KNTV, where and I could have went to Columbia, but I went to KN, and I got it. So thank you very much to all my judges, and these are just a few of their comments.
All right now.
Hello?
Yes. How
Hello?
About? Yeah. Oh.
Yeah?
She is 16 years old. Ariana Brown, a rich girl, once told me. And she is a poet, and I think she knows it.
Okay, so that's enough of that. If you want to see it, just go to our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, and you can see it. Alrighty now, let us go see what we have. Some comments here. Grand Rising, beautiful star, looking forward to an interesting dialogue. Yes, and an interesting dialogue it is, because they're taking our children. They are taking our children, and look what they are doing. They have our boys dressing as girls. And somebody told me I was a little on the old-fashioned side, because this is the new norm. And I was like, am I really? Wow, okay, I guess I am. So if you're on, what do you think about this? Young men who have their pants just above, these are the knees. You see the knees right here? These are the knees. And their pants are just above the knees. So you can see what's going up there if they had a little thing hanging out. This is the new norm. Am I old-fashioned? Am I crazy? I don't know. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. You let me know. Because this is just something that I'm not accustomed to. And, you know, we have a Sunday morning meeting of the minds, everyone on this platform. We have a meeting every Sunday morning for an hour or so, and we discuss what happened last week, what's going on upcoming weeks. And when I mentioned that I was doing a show on boys wearing skirts, I got a little, what do they call it, clapback, pushback, whatever you call it. And it made me think about how when we were children, we wore things that our parents didn't agree with. So why is this so different? I don't know. You tell me. Well, number one, our sexuality was not being challenged. I think our sexuality is being challenged here, because boys are dressing like girls. That just didn't happen when I was coming up. What do you think? Type it in if you would like to comment on that on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, and our Facebook channel, Higher Learning TV Show. I just got a text. Someone asked me for the information for our
update for the 24-hour helpline. And that is for mental health. Because I think people who will... Okay, I'm learning not to be judgmental, but I am. For people who need mental health, need to talk to someone, this is the 24-hour helpline to call at 773-745-2620. That's 773 for those who are on a switchboard and can't see this. Once again, the number 773-745-2620. This is the number for the Habilitative Systems 24-hour hotline. They're located at 4133 West Madison Street in Chicago, and also at 6845 Southwestern Avenue. Because the mental health practitioners have been taken out of the health centers, and people are just out here just doing crazy things, going berserk. And sometimes people need to talk, and not in a good way. I saw somebody sent me a video. I'm like, why y'all sending me all these crazy videos? You need to show them on your show. No, I don't. It's enough of it on TikTok and Facebook and Instagram. I don't need to send. I don't need to show that. There's enough chaos and confusion. I don't need to see that, to have that in my brain, and neither do you. So after I see something crazy, I got to go watch some trees or some comedy, somebody laughing or something. Get that out of my consciousness, because you become what you listen to and what you watch. And I don't want to watch craziness and act that out somewhere during the later course of the day or the week or in my life, period. So it's important that you do that. Anyway, that is the number for if you are in need of mental health. You just need to talk to somebody. You need to talk to somebody, then that's the place to go. And when you need to be a part of or get information from an organization that is willing to continue to help you on your journey mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, then this you can text Monday Morning Mindfulness to 219-699-2114 for updates. That's 219-699-2114. And last but not least, there is Social Security 101. Everything you wanted to know is a free workshop from Social Security. It goes on every Wednesday at every second Wednesday of the month. And that information is posted on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. There's a lot of information there. And that information is crucial, and I do hope you will share that so that we can continue to learn and grow together. But I am trying very hard this morning not to be judgmental, because it's a new awakening. It's a new date. It's a new time. Fashion has changed. I see where the young ladies are going into corporate America, and they are dressing so sexy. I mean, you can see the cleavage. The skirts are tight. We didn't dress like that coming up in the 70s, 80s, and 90s because of sexual harassment. And it's like now you're asking for sexual harassment because you're showing everything. I mean, and sleeveless dresses, yes, Elba, I'm old. Yeah, uh-huh, I am. But there's a thing called decency. And that's not taught in the home, because grandma at the club, which she half naked too, so I get that. But there comes a point in your life where you have to stop looking outside of yourself and look within and say, what works for me? Because I know if I put on that very seductive outfit, sure, people are going to see me and I'm going to look good. Yeah, I look good. But is that the kind of response that you want from people? Is that the kind of energy that you want to exude? If you're highly intelligent, and I know you are, then you don't have to display your body parts. You can display them, but you don't have to let them see at least something for the imagination. Okay, they don't need to see it all, and then you wonder when you get a booty call and he don't call you back. Because he got what he wanted. He gave it away. How do I know that? We've all been through it, honey. Let me tell you, we've all been through it. So just keep that in mind as you're dressing really seductive. But I want to know what you think, because I think that I am a little older, wiser, and my wardrobe is a little outdated as it relates to fashion today, because I don't wear anything. I can't say I don't wear anything tight, because I do. So I got on some tight leggings now. When we set up, see them? No, you're not going to see that. Anyway, I got some tight clothes, but it's, you know, I'm at home. Everybody don't need to see what you're wearing at home. What are you wearing at home that you don't want everybody else to see? There's a lot of things that you could be wearing. But this is the most important thing I want you to, we got to go to commercial break in a minute, but we'll have a father and son team coming on at 8 o'clock, and we're going to discuss the importance of whether or not our children are being manipulated. And I think they are. What do you think? 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And remember, I see you on the switchboard, but you got to press 1 if you want to speak, because otherwise I won't know that you need to speak. So stay close. We'll be right back, okay?
Which is really cool. So when people see this movie, they are literally seeing Val, and I am a reporter in the movie.
You talk about the violence, what can we do personally?
I think we got to be engaged, and I think engaged in a number of things. In our block, in our home, in our neighborhood, we got to be engaged. We got to fight the issues. We got to fight a government that is abandoned. You know, whole communities on the south and the west side. We got to fight a governor who's cut out every youth employment program, who's cut out violence prevention programs, who's abandoned our communities and the poor and the vulnerable. And I think we've got to reach out to our brothers on the street and love them and respect them and help them, not just demonize them.
I learned that no matter what you do and how much of a genuine heart you have, and if you're coming from a good place, people are going to criticize if they don't agree with what you're doing.
Yo, what's up? It's your man, Tony Schofield from 106.3 Chicago's R&B, and you are watching Men on Higher Learning. Now, I used to hang around with some men that was into some higher learning. It just wasn't that kind of higher learning, but I got myself together now, okay?
What is it that you do in your quiet time, in your meditation time, that allows you to bring us the films that you do?
At the courtside, the Madison Square Garden, world's most famous arena.
And that is the Worry Workshop. So I'm going to pull that up for you on my blog. Why do you worry when you don't have to? Go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, and you can sign up right there and find out how you... And remember, sharing is caring. If you care about yourself and your loved ones, help them see their way out of a mess. Give them the gift. It makes a great birthday gift. It makes a great holiday gift. So instead of running to the store getting something that they really might not need, give them a worry-free life. Give them the gift of a worry-free existence. And thanks for sharing. Make it a great day.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Do you have a product or service? Take your business global and get new customers from around the world. Advertise on the Female Solution Radio Show. You may have a great product. You may even have a fantastic website. But how do you let people know you exist? Tell them. Promote your business on one of the most dynamic shows on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. You'll reach an enthusiastic audience of more than 100,000 loyal daily listeners with a specially designed 30-second ad that will drive customers directly to your website. We'll send you statistics as tracked by Blog Talk Radio to let you know the numbers and demographics of those hearing your advertisement. Your ad will run during the live 2-hour morning show from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be heard all day long by listeners who listen to the archived shows. You'll reach our worldwide audience on their laptops, iPods, iPads, and cell phones. Watch the orders for your product or service increase. Just go to our website, www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com, and click on the radio advertising page. Send us your words, we'll create a 30-second radio ad, and watch your business increase worldwide.
Okay,
oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Philip, you are live on the phone. I thought you were going to call in. Call in now, 515-605-9325. I just saw you up there and you hung up. Call back. Technical difficulties. I have a young man who has a son. And I thought it would be appropriate to bring him on the show. But before we do that, waiting for him to call back in, please go to oldnational.com. He'll be here in just a second. Oldnational.com. Google oldnational.com. I want you to vote for Higher Learning Network to win funds from this bank, because we use the funds to help the homeless and our youth program to give them scholarships, cash, and prizes for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest that I sent you earlier. There he is. So go to that's the address. Did I put it up there? Yeah. Higher Learn, oldnational.com/CYC. And thank you for your patience this morning. As we go to the phone lines, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. And we will take your call. We are live here on The Female Solution on Monday Morning Mindfulness. And I believe this is Philip on the line.
Yes, good morning. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for calling. Sorry about the technical issues that you're having this morning, Philip. Philip is a young man. What side of town are you calling from? Are you in Chicago?
Well, I'm in Chicago on the south side.
On the south side, and that's where I met him, on the south side of Chicago. As a matter of fact, I met him at the in Glenwood, Illinois. He has a son, and I thought it was most appropriate to have a man with a son on the show because today's topic is, why are we letting fashion steal your children? Basically, boys in skirts. And I would like to know how you feel about having, if your son came to you and had on a skirt, how would you feel about that, Philip?
Well, personally, I wouldn't feel too happy at all, but, you know, by being the person I am, I probably open my arms up because he's my son.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
True feeling, I wouldn't care too much for that.
Yeah. And why wouldn't you care too much for it?
Because as a man, you try to teach your son to become one.
Mm.
And to the purpose of having a son so he can translate my last name as well.
And if he's not translating your using your last name, and if he is using it, he may be using it in a way that you didn't want him to use it.
Absolutely.
And how old is your son?
My son is 20 years young.
20 years young. Has he shown any indication of that?
Not to my knowledge.
All righty. Wonderful. Well, that is a good thing. And if he did, I'm glad that you are man enough to acknowledge how you really feel and what would transpire afterwards. But since I know a little bit, just a teeny weeny bit about your son, because I've seen him in action, honey. Is his name Darius, I believe it is?
Yes, his name is Darius Sanders.
Yes. And when I first met you, you told me a whole lot about him. I was like, nope, I don't want to hear it. Save it for the show. Because what I have seen him on the floor, I'm like, oh, my God. So Philip, please tell us a little bit about your 20-year-old young man's son named Darius.
Well, my son Darius happened to be United States figure roller skated champion in the world. He's number one in the United States, fourth in pairs in the world from 17, 18, 19. And he's been doing very well as far as the sport itself. We're trying to get more people of color involved in the sport because it's hard to be the only one that's an African-American that's in the sport itself at his age.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to let people know that you can do more than just your traditional sport, which is basketball, football, baseball, soccer, hockey, you know. So now we have another sport that we can dominate in if we get more people of color involved into the sport itself. And it is a sport plus an art.
I have on the screen Darius Sanders on the rise as nation's top roller skater. I pulled that up on Google. And I have some footage of him on our Facebook page. I got to go back and find it. But, of course, they're not. Is this him with a woman on top of him?
Yes, that's his partner. That was his partner named Samantha Cruz.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Yeah. Because the first time I saw him on the floor, Zelda.
Well, I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you because my father, instead of saying zinc, he said zinc. So.
So Darius, when I first saw him at the Glenwood roller rink, and he was spinning around on the floor, and he was doing the things that champions do, and I'm saying to myself, wow, he is some kind of special. I need to have him on the show. And then I took the footage, and I was like, I have never seen a young man in Glenwood on the skating floor doing the kind of Olympic style skating that people do. So
right,
I was,
did you see on ice, but he does it on roller. Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, he's just taken over. So I gotta go find some video. Okay, it says he has more than 121 medals under his belt. At this time, he was 17. He is currently ranked as one of the top African American roller skaters in the world. No, he is not one of you. As you said, he is one. He is the champ.
Yes, he is. And we've been everywhere to the point now we've been to Spain, we've been to Paris and stuff like that. So a lot of things that's going on, you know, has been, you know, I'm trying to take Darius to the next level now. Uh-huh. So, which is the goal is to get to regional, to get to national once again. And now we're doing like a fundraiser to make sure that the coaches and the, his equipment and stuff is, you know, the accommodation and everything is taken in and being accommodated on as far as his equipment. But he's also being blessed that we're going to have something that's coming up April the 5th, which we're doing a fundraiser for Darius in honor. He's getting ready to go to Ghana.
So we have
the king that's inviting Darius to come to Ghana to bless the skate park that they're building out there in Ghana.
Oh, wow. How exciting is that? This young man is on his way to Ghana. Did I hear you correctly when you said he has been something about a king, did you say?
Yeah, he's been invited to the king, from the king of Ghana. And what they want to do is, once we get there, they want him to come down there to bless the skate park that's there, as well as doing a ceremony and making him a prince down there of Ghana as well.
Oh, wow. How awesome is that? We are on his Instagram page. And for those who are watching, you can go to Instagram.com/Darius, D-A-R-I-U-S _ skater. And I'm just going to open up this last one just for our viewers to see Darius in action. Let me take off the, we do not own the rights to this record. Oh, that's him having a good time. Okay, now that's a nice one, but I want to see him doing some. Yeah, that's what we want to see, some championship skills.
Stand with me is the ability to resist, manage, and overcome doubts, worry, concerns, and circumstances that prevent you from succeeding or performing under pressure. When you leave here, I need you to not only take the information, but I need you to become mentally tougher than you've ever been before. So you can resist and get over every challenge.
This is, I just love watching him. I could sit here and watch him the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, he is so smooth. Oh, he is so smooth. Ow! I want to come back at his legs. There's such a thing as reincarnation. I want to come back at his legs. So as you can see, I'm on his Instagram page. Everything you – oh, this is a good one here. Can I play this one just for a second, y'all? Yeah. Here we go. Come on now. Don't act like that. Oh, that's just a picture. I'm sorry. Yeah, because he's in form on this one. Skate US That was a competition. I'm trying to find. But anyway, y'all go to his page, and on all of these pages, I'm going through his Instagram. I don't see a skirt on here anywhere.
No, thank goodness.
Wow, we had, there he goes, meet national figure skater, roller skater figure Darius. And no, we don't own the words to this song. We don't own the rights to the song, I should say.
So we're having some events that's coming up also. So on, Darius was also in the movie Saturday. But,
you say he's in a movie?
Well, it's a TV show. It's like a TV series called Saturday that just came out Friday. So Darius is in that, in episodes 3 and 4. If you get him to see in the background, actually see him skating on the TV series Saturday.
Oh, wow. Well, I want to put this up here.
2 and 3.
Because Facebook will be on us. It's like, we do not own the rights to this music. Oh, he's some kind of session. I love it. You see what a father's direction can do for a child? Get it?
Now, once you see that, you get, after that episode that you see, you'll hear the announcement that he did the show, halftime show for the Chicago Bulls.
Okay, say that again because I was just pulling the video off.
Yeah, once you see that part of the video going off, then the next video comes up where Darius did the halftime show for the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, I heard her say that and I was like, oh, man, I took it off. So let me pull it back up to see him opening for the Chicago Bulls. I was like, oh, okay. You know, I didn't want to bore you all too much, so I took it off, but I'm going to put it back up because Dad said so. Here we go.
Okay. We have four-time national champions, ranked number one in the USA and number four in the world. Please welcome to the court Chicago's very own Darius Sanders and Samantha Cruza.
Number four in the world. In the world, do you hear me? To dominate everything, take over. I'm sorry, what can I say? We just take over everything. You know, what can I say?
Right, that's why we're trying to get more people in color involved in the sport, because eventually it's going to become an Olympic sport as well. How they go portray it, they still trying to get it together, because anytime you put you know, other sports that's in there, and we know for a fact that this should be Olympic sports instead of just a world sport. So eventually it'll happen real soon. You know, you got cornhole in there. Come on now. I mean, or breakdancing in there. That's actually
right.
Breakdancing is more like a tradition. It's not a sport, but, you know,
right.
To whatever title they want to give it. But we know eventually this going to be becoming the Olympics as well. So hopefully my son is still interested and doing the sport itself, because, you know, by you as a woman, you can all, you know, when you start getting more involved in young ladies and stuff like that, that can kind of penetrate stuff off, you know. So hope he stay with his theme, with stay focused, stay balanced.
Yeah, I hope he does too. And as a matter of fact, I know he will, because – and the fact that he is a leader in this sport, a world champion, everything we do, the world catches on and it copies us. And he's already the champ, because somebody will be coming in and trying to say, I'm the champ. But no, you're not the champ. There was a champ before you. You might, just like Muhammad Ali. Well, you know, Mike
right.
Tyson was the champ, but Muhammad Ali was first. So, yeah,
right.
I'm just looking at him. He's simply phenomenal. And it is an honor and a privilege to have him. As well, not him, but his work here on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. And I'm going to have him on as a, not have him on, but have his promo on as well. We've got some comments here from people who are watching. Mama Joy, our Wednesday, I think third Wednesday host. Mama Joy says, Grand Rising Zelda, I don't think that you are old-fashioned. We have forgotten to live a life of principle. Say that, Mama Joy. Yes. principal just went right out the door with this new usher of less than stellar values and traditions that we are now operating under. Mama Joyce says, awesome, Zelda. I did not know that there's a black skater champion. Well, now you know, so tell everybody. Yes. He is. They said he was number four, but his dad said he's number one in the world because his rank has increased over the years.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. He's number one in the United States, fourth in the world. So, you know, out of 36 countries, you know.
Out of
number
30
one in the United States.
Trees.
Out of 36, you know, countries that he's number fourth in the world in pairs and number one in the United States.
Wow. Mama Joy says, wow, thanks for opening my eyes this morning. Thank you for having your eyes opening and sharing that. Jody Susan, our Tuesday morning host, says, you look beautiful, sister. Thank you, my sister. I'm only a reflection of you. Thank you so much. And thank all of you who are watching. If you're watching, well, we know you are, feel free to type in a comment or type in, let us know what city or state that you're calling from. Wow, this is simply phenomenal. I want to thank you, Philip, for coming on and for sharing this information. What are some of the things that people need to know about this historic young man, because I told you I'm coming back as his lady. If there's anything is
We would love for everybody to, you know, he's going to be on the Disney Channel, YouTube, and the Chicago Localist platform at 2:45 tomorrow. So stay tuned for that too as well. So he's been interviewed with the people at Disney as well as the people with Marvel as well. So. What they're looking to do, because they have a new show coming out, besides there's been on a TV series called Saturday, which he's on the second and third episode. You also get a chance to hopefully, and I mean, we're looking real strong that he's going to be in this cartoon character called Moon Girl.
Oh.
And Moon Girl is a new African-American cartoon, which is about she's being bullied, which fits Darius's criteria very well because he has a platform about anti-bullying as well, letting people be aware that bullying still exists in the cyberspace.
And
to protect our seniors as well. So we're looking forward to, you know, people looking on that show, so they might do a spinoff from Darius might be one of the first black cartoon superheroes on skates.
Wow, a superhero on skates. How cool is that? We've got some calls here. Let's go to the phone lines. Oops, they just hung up. Sorry about that. I accidentally clicked off instead of opening up the phone line. Please call back 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. I apologize for that, whoever you are who are holding. You know, my thing, when I get excited, I'm looking at Darius. I've got him here on the screen at Glenwood. I know you probably can't see it, but I've got him on the screen. And, oh, they have him listed as an artistic roller skater. He's phenomenal. When I first saw this, I was like, wow, he's here at Glenwood skating like this? Why is he here? Why is he not in the Olympics? And then I talked to, who was it? Was it Leroy? I'm coming in the door at Glenwood. I can't skate anymore because I broke my ankle, and now I have other issues. But he said, you need to know this man. And I was like, okay, so why do I need to know this man? And now I know why I need to know this man, because he has a young man who is simply phenomenal. I want to come back as his legs. If there's such a thing as reincarnation, I want to be this young man's legs. I'm looking at all the prizes, everything. He's all over the place. So what influenced him to put on skates instead of a skirt? How about that?
Well, put it like this. It started off with my wife and I. See, I used to skate back in the day at a place called Rainbow. And
you know I know about Rainbow up on Clark and Lawrence.
Yeah, so I used to be, you know, a JV skater as well, and my wife didn't know how to skate. But eventually she got a hold, to make a long story short, while I was working during the weekends, because my work days was scheduled. Only off day I had was Sunday and Monday. So during the week, my friends used to take my wife, and they used to take her to a Rainbow to teach her how to skate because she didn't know how to skate. So one day she decided that she wanted to go with me, and I was like, nah, if we go skating this time, I want you to get out there and learn how to skate with me instead of watching me. And then the next thing you know, she pulls out her skates. I said, you bought you some skates? She said, yeah, because I don't trust the rental skates. I'm like, okay, makes sense. And then she put them on. The next thing you know, while I was putting the coats in the locker, she went out on the floor, and then she started skating. I told her, I thought you couldn't skate, and everybody started laughing because my friends they were teaching her how to skate. But then my wife took it to another level because she used to compete as well back with Anita, which is used to be her coach, is now my son's coach. And from that point, she went to national at one time, but then my son took it to another level and started learning how to skate. So she was pregnant with him about for 2 months until I told her, no, we got to put the skates down because I don't want you to hurt my baby.
Oh.
And from that point on, so the point I'm trying to make, Des was born to be a skater.
He was born. Because it takes talent. It takes precision. It takes, what's the word I'm looking for? Commitment. It takes discipline.
Yes.
Look at this. Oh, my goodness. I mean, he was almost skating on his knees. My knees hurt just watching him. Lord, have mercy. This young man. I told you I want to come back as his legs. Oh, my goodness. He's simply phenomenal. And it's time for our next commercial and commercial break. We're going to take a commercial break. We're talking with Philip. Is it Saunders, Philip? Phil? Philip?
Yep. Philip Saunders, like in Colonel.
Is it S-A-U or S-A-U-N?
S-A-N.
Okay.
S-A-N.
Okay, yeah. Philip, we're going to take our last break and we'll be right back.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. Take advantage of the deal of the day. Go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Joining us back here on the Female Solution on the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, 24/7 on the World Wide Web, and on our YouTube and Facebook channel, Higher Learning TV show. What you're looking at here is Monday Morning Mindfulness. We have the father, Philip Sanders of a young man, Darius, who is the number one champion, roller skating champion in the world. Not in the U.S., in the world. Do you hear what I'm saying? In the world. And his dad is so glad. I'm so glad to have Philip here with us this morning on Monday Morning Mindfulness to remind us that what this young man is doing is a prime of example of having a father in the home who cares about his children. Is that correct, Philip?
Correct. And to let you know, he's number one in the United States and fourth in the world in pairs.
Oh, say that again, because somebody didn't hear it.
He's number one in the United States and fourth in the world in pair skating.
Wow. I have never known anyone. Wow. Well, we do now, and he's right here in the city of Chicago. So thank you so much for sharing that information. We got some calls. If you want to call in, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and we will take your call. Let's see what people have to say. 773-994. I apologize. I hung up on you earlier. 773-994. You're live on the Female Solution and the HLN TV show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Mama Joy from Chicago, and I want to know, Grand Rising, how in the world can you keep such an awesome secret like this?
I know, right?
I cannot imagine. I just love young people, and I know that I'm involved in Chicago. Daddy Sanders, congratulations. I mean,
yes.
The Chicago should be waving banners for this young man. I mean, representing this city, I just cannot believe that such a person would championship, I mean, who's proven himself. We have a model here and don't even know about it.
Right.
What's happening? Why is it that you feel we don't know about this young man that you've raised? Did he go to home school, or did he go to regular school like other kids, or what?
No, he went to a regular school and he went to a noble school, which is a scholar school, but it is in the city of Chicago. So he went to a noble school. Called Butler Prep, which is right across the street from the Pullman Museum.
Ah.
No.
Ah.
Okay. So from that point on, he's just been skating and traveling all parts, all over the world. And his mom is like his assistant coach. So the both of us together, she handles the coaching part, and I handle the trying to get the managing part as far as getting the word out there to get more people of color involved in the sport itself and to show that we can dominate any sport that we put our mind into.
Mm-hmm. Well, you certainly have a marvelous, I mean, this is evidence of the power of family, evidence of trusting, you know, trusting the instincts that this Darius showed. I mean, I'm so excited. I just don't even know what all to say because I am just, we are in so dear need of models, positive models, that you were able to navigate this young man through all of the hype that's here that says he can't and he and what we're not capable of doing. And here you and mom and dad was right here. And did you have to push him or force him? Or how did he grasp it? Have you just discovered his talent and just wanted to support? How did that come about?
Well, it came about once, you know, it started off as a hobby. And then as they started getting deeper into my pockets, it became more into a sport. This ain't no hobby no more. This is gonna be this is a sport now because it's beyond being a hobby. But it started when he, you know, I started noticing his talent once he turned like 11 years old, and moving forward on that, he went to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and won his first national medal. You know, being number one. Once it started from there, it just started growing from that point of view. But what makes my son different from everybody else, because he can do JB skating as well as he can do artistic skating. So he can do the best of both worlds. So that's what makes him different from the regular skater, because anybody who's doing JB skating is going to take you some time and order to do the artistic skating.
Yes. Well, enlighten my mind. What is JB? Enlighten this mama on the south side. What is JB? Because all I know is to get on the skates and do a bit and fall back down. And this young man is doing all kinds of things that I just could not even imagine seeing dark skin doing. Okay, so what is JB?
JB is like James Brown footwork, but so that's what JB came from, is James Brown. So what you see him doing, dancing and footwork, they're doing it on skate. So that's what they came up with the title called JB Skating.
So did he start this, or was this already in motion? I mean, is this something unique?
As I was telling the host, it started from birth. He was born to become a skater. So my wife was skating while she was pregnant with him. So he was born to become a skater, and he just took it to another level and started doing this. So it's looking forward to him to being the we call it the Michael Jordan of skating.
And I'm gonna close out with this one because I wish we could get. I'm gonna have to talk with Zelda. I gotta talk with you again because this is so amazing. So now, you're not talking about just Sandy. We're talking about a pretty courageous and, an awesome, confident woman to be skating while she is pregnant. That is on the no-do list.
You're right, no-do list, because I did not know until I found out. I'm like, you have to stop. I don't want you hurting my baby.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. So he was. And so he, all of that. And I have a young lady who's doing a study. She's working on her doctorate in this reproductive area. And she's, you know, been working on how a mother impacts on the fetus and what he's doing. In other words, the formation of the child doesn't happen after the birth, but it actually happens while that child is in the womb. And I'm going to tell her about this because I've never heard of this story, but this is phenomenal. And that womb power has impacted upon your child. And that's the, now I can say God is a skater.
All right, now. All right, then. All right, Mama Joy. Thank you for that. God is a skater. All right, that's what I'm talking about.
I've seen God on skates. Come on now. Come on now. Thank you so much for the chat. I appreciate you.
Yes, and hopefully we'll see you Wednesday, too, as well, at the at Glenwood Skate Rink, because we're doing the fundraiser for my son to get ready to go to Ghana, to let you know.
Do you have a website? Well, Zelda can share with me. Is that information on his website? Or
I will put all of his information on my blog. The updates will be on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. I promise you. As soon as the show is over, I will put the Disney information, where he's going to be, all of that.
Let's do something tomorrow to promote this man, because with people like him, nobody can steal our children, because they can see something alternative, because they can see a greater, you know, essence of themselves and possibility. So we don't want to keep this secret quiet anymore. I'm so excited. God bless you, and
God bless
I'll be
you.
Tuning your face.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much, Mama Joy. It is 8:44. We've only got a few more minutes. Let's try and get some more calls in here at 312-671. You are live on The Female Solution. Your mic is open. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Weon Yashalom, and assalamu alaikum. This is Minister Plump.
Thanks for calling this morning.
Yes, well, I love the thought that you got a championship skater, and we need him to work with us with the artists for Brandon Johnson music, because he's doing the James Brown, and we always say I work with Fanny Brown and the JB's James Brown band, and we always say stop the violence and stand up and do the James Brown dance. Now we can say stop the violence and robbing, stealing, and killing, and looting and hijacking, and do the James Brown skating.
All right.
Yeah. And I'd like to know, are they in Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's excellent. You know, tomorrow, Zelda, we got the artists for Wynn, Brandon Wynn Music, and we're going to be at Lake Grove Village at 7 o'clock, and we're inviting all of the artists in Chicago to come out and work with us at Lake Grove Village, which is from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and that's at 3515 South Cottage Grove. And anybody can either go to my Facebook page, Robert Plump, or they can go to Cash App, $ Robert F. Plump, or they can call me at 312-671-2773. You know, and Mayor Washington is my father, and we got a April 15th coming up, Earth Day birthday next month. And I like to have him to be a part of our legendary historical the Harold Washington Foundation. You know, that's my spiritual political father. And after the show, make sure you call me at 312-671-2773. And win, Brandon, win. Pass the word. Everybody punch five if they haven't heard. God bless
you. Thank you so much.
All right. And keep up the good work.
We greatly appreciate that. I still have him on the screen here. I'm just going through his Instagram page,
right.
Philip.
Oh, okay. You can also go on his YouTube page, which is Darius Sanders Skating on YouTube, and you see a lot of other interviews that he had, too, with, you know, the different and his. Yeah, so you'll see him when he was on, you know, different TV shows like 7-9, you know, Reverend Bray, Dr. Brazier and all that, interviewing him and all that. So if you go to his YouTube page, Darius Sanders Skating on YouTube, you'll see a lot of more other action as well.
Okay.
Also
I am
competition too.
I am going D-A-R-I-U-S.
I-U-S. Yep. Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S, and then put skater.
But it's going to pop up as soon as you put Darius Sanders as Cadence.
Darius.
On YouTube.
There, yep, I am pulling it up right now as we speak. And I'm at his YouTube page. This is, I'm looking for it. It's got everything.
Darius Sanders. You got to put Skater, Darius Sanders Skater.
I see Cindy live up here. Oh, yeah, I see Darius Sanders Skating, yeah. Yeah, let me pull that up so people can see that. What you're watching now, for those of you who are watching on our YouTube and Facebook channel, what you're looking at is his Instagram page. So now I'm going to pull up his
YouTube
page. And you type in Darius Sanders
Skating.
Darius Sanders Skating, yeah.
Right.
Oh, nope, that's the wrong. How do they, all the commercials always pop up before I can even get to the doggone and you can't, they don't even, oh, they make me sick. You can't even pull up the, Lord have mercy, skip the ad. That's what we're trying to see. This is just one of them.
Don't touch that dial. We come back. The 2018 figure roller skating champion. He's from Chicago. Stay tuned.
And
he had the other incident when he's in South America.
I'll find it.
The United States.
He has the yellow outfit on.
Figure skating champion.
Okay.
Is from Chicago. This young man is absolutely incredible. He's a figure skating champion. He's from the south side of Chicago. He's only a junior in high school. His name is Darius Sanders. We're joined by Darius with the gold medals on his neck and his proud father, Philip Sanders. Darius, I'm going to start with you. You are the 2018 United States Roller Skating Champion in all the figures you do. Congratulations, and how does it feel?
I'm happy and I'm proud that I'm able to become the United States champion.
Now hold those gold medals up for me a little bit. Let's see those a little closer. There you go. U.S., you won them in Lincoln, Nebraska. And let me ask you, how proud are you that your son is number one in the United States when it comes to figure skating?
Oh, I'm extremely proud of him, you know, and, you know, just him doing so well and trying to help him and make sure he do the right thing and stay focused. I'm very proud of him.
Darius, why roller skating? Why not ice skating or basketball or baseball?
Well, when I was little, I really didn't pay that many sports. I wanted to, but I used to always go to practice with my mom. She used to skate. And when she was at practice, I used to always see all the other kids, you know, doing, like, doubles in the air and spinning. I wanted to do the same thing.
So was it hard to do the doubles and spins, or did it just come naturally?
It was hard. It took a lot of work, but once I got them, it was easy.
Dad, when did you know that, you know what, you can sit back and watch him at the rink and say, hold on, wait a minute, my son's just not a skater, he's special.
Well, I noticed that, but it all started when it used to be back in the day when we used to just, we call it JB skating, where guys used to just skate for the fun of it and getting the thrills. Then after that, my son, when I saw his talent, he just took it to another level, which is the artistic part. It's the same as you see with ice skaters, because if he can do this on roller skates that weighs about 10 pounds, or, you know, just imagine on one blade what he probably spin up in the air. So I knew he had a good talent.
How old was he when you noticed this talent with him doing doubles and slipping all over people in the ring?
It started probably when he was like 7. And once I saw him escalate in the field of skating, I knew then we had someone special.
Darius, when did you know that you had a special talent? Because, I know you did it for fun because your mom was at the rink, but was there a time when you said, I'm pretty good?
When I was about 8, that's when I started recognizing how good I was at skating. And all my coaches told me, Darius, you have a really good talent and you should skate. At first, I used to just play with it, but then I started to realize it as she continued to tell me how good of a skater I was.
What did your friends say when you said, hey, forget baseball, forget basketball, I am going to roller skate and become a champion?
They asked what roller skating was, and I told them,
if I ice skate, but the same thing I do on roller skates, they was like, oh, okay.
They didn't know what it was. Okay, now that you can go to his YouTube page and watch the rest of that, but I've got to get back because we only got about 2 or 3 minutes here. Mama Joy says,
absolutely.
Put in your comments on our YouTube and Facebook channel, Higher Learning TV Show. Mama Joy says, yes, I'm telling others as I watch now. Can Darius tell us how was his life with Dad growing up and preparing him for his talents? Well, Darius is not here. How is the family support, and is he an only child? And she also says, was he homeschooled?
No, he wasn't homeschooled, for number one. And he isn't the only child. But we kept him, like his saying, stay focused, stay balanced. So, I mean, it wasn't easy. His mom used to do the talent when she was a lot younger, and they just, you know, they scrolled on to Darius and put him on some skates, and the rest is history right now.
Yeah.
So he does have other brothers besides himself.
Oh, he does. So he is not the only one in the family. Okay.
Nope. His oldest brother is the captain of the United States Army. So he's 30 years old. And then my youngest, and then Philip Jr., he's an accountant, and graduated from Thune-Cookman College. And then I have Darius as the last one.
Okay. Your other son graduated from where?
He graduated from Bethune-Cookman College.
Oh, Bethune. Okay.
Yeah. HBCU College.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And I needed him so he can count his little brother's money.
Oh, and okay. Then, I know that's right. So he can count his little brother's money. Now, look,
right.
I'm on YouTube page on his channel. Now, while the video was playing, you said something about him being in a yellow suit.
Yeah, well, he was in, he's also in a light blue color, but he was in South America. That was, it shows that he was in South America and Pegway.
And
Pegway, which is the capital. So that was his last competition overseas, which was in 2021.
Okay, let me see. Barcelona. Oh, wow, he went to Barcelona. So there's a lot of videos here. All you have to do is go to his YouTube channel, because this is one from Barcelona. The World Roller Games, he was highlighted on ABC7 Chicago, as you can see there.
Right.
On the screen. I'm not going to pull it up. You can go to his channel and see that on yourself, because it's 8:56 and we end at 8:57 because we've got the after show coming on.
Okay.
Let's give those locations of where we can see him. I remember you said 2:45 tomorrow, Tuesday on the Disney Channel. Did you say?
He'll be on Disney Channel as well as the YouTube channel, as well as Chicago Localist.
Chicago Localist?
Well, it's called Localist. But they, you know, I just said he's in Chicago, so it's called Localist. So it's a channel that's on television. If you have cable, you'll be able to watch it and pull it up. Or you can go to YouTube and watch it at 2:45 or go to Disney.
Okay. Now, you know, tomorrow is Tuesday at Glenwood, because that's where my Big Wish buddies are, so that's where I'll be. But we can stop at 2:45, and, yeah, we can take a look and see what this young man is doing. Will you be there tomorrow?
I won't be there. I will be he has an event that's coming up also that he's having at 6335 Southwestern. And what they're going to do is they're doing a show and tell-all show for Darius, and they're doing a little fundraiser for him out there too as well.
That's tomorrow, Tuesday, 6:35 Southwest. What time?
Southwest. At they started letting people probably in the door around about noon, and we go stay there, and they go tell all showing and take pictures with Darius and all that at the location, because it's a sneak peek version of the fundraiser.
Okay. All righty. And we have his YouTube channel, Darius skating, Darius Sanders skating, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And is there any other contact information that you want to share with us?
Well, besides that, we like I said, we're going to have a big event for Darius to go to Ghana. We're doing a fundraiser for him to go to Ghana to become, you know, to get down there and to bless the skate park down there in Ghana with the king. And they're going to make him an honorary prince. So they're going to do the ceremony and all that as well.
Bless his
so
heart.
That's going to be April 5th at Glenwood.
April 5th at Glenwood. And what's the contact? What's the April, what location is that?
Please come to the end of our
that
show.
That should be at Glenwood.
You can hear every
show
in the archive
State
at www.glenwood.com.
What day is that on?
That's on a Wednesday.
That's a Wednesday.
From 5 to 8:30.
You can also
5
to 8:30. Facebook.
Alrighty, you all got that. All the updates will be on my blog at zelda.wordpress.com. Thank you so much, Philip Sanders, for being a great man and raising phenomenal children. We appreciate you. We praise you and we give thanks. Thank you so very much. I'll see you tomorrow at Glenwood if you're there. And if not, I'll see you at one of those fundraisers. Thank you so much, Glenn. Glenn.
Thank you for everything. Bless your heart. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank us. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Thank you, and I hope
thank you for listening to as well.
Today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world.
Say that again, Philip.
Thank also the listeners as well.
Yes, thank the listeners. Thank you so much. And here's our closing.
Japan. Arigato. Korea. Kamsahamnida. Russia. Spasiba. Germany. Danke. Poland. Dziękuję. France. Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, merci. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Monday morning mindfulness is over, but it is now time for the after show. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Naima Latif. Take it away.
it was so exciting. I love roller skating. It was so exciting to watch this young man work. And, you know, and this lets you know that when you have a skill, you never know where it may take you.
Right.
Like, you know, double dutch used to be this fun thing we did when we were children, and now it's a sport.
It's a sport, a competition.
And you see, it combined with gymnastics and dance and all this kind of stuff. So you just, when our children show a talent and a skill, and you just encourage it like this father did, encourage it, support it, because you don't know how far it's going to take them in life.
Right.
And it may even create something different altogether. I mean, now look at roller skating now being a sport that's being featured worldwide, and just stuff that we used to do just for fun, and the roller rinks, we were children, now look at it. So that lets you know. You know, we have these talents and skills for a reason. So we have to encourage them and support them. So I encourage people to go, you know, when you get the information off of your blog, contribute. Help this young man go to Ghana. Yeah, definitely. So I think that really is the answer to a lot of the distress that our young people are going through. Sometimes it's frustration over not having support for their talents and skills and interests. You know, when they cut out music and you know, a lot of creative arts things out of the school. It was a very frustrating thing for our young people because they didn't have an outlet. You know, what if you're not the academic excellent number one person in your class? You know, maybe that's not your strength, but you do have another strength. And if we could just be supportive of whatever our children have as an interest and put the resources behind it so they can develop it, they can feel valued, they would not then turn that frustration to destructive means. Because everybody wants attention. Everybody wants validation. Everybody wants recognition. And we know sometimes if people don't get recognition for doing something positive, they'll get recognition for doing something negative. And that is not helpful to any of us. So we need to encourage the creative talents of our young people. And I look at a lot of the ways that our young people are giving us messages that they need our encouragement. A lot of things that we might find disturbing, a lot of trends that we might find disturbing, it really is a wake-up call for us to give more positive reinforcement. Criticism, discouragement, you know, I mean, there's some parents that would have taken that roller skating skill and said, oh, you need to stop all that foolishness and get in those books and get your science class. You know, hey, look. The brother is physically demonstrating laws of physics. He's demonstrating science. You know, he's demonstrating the powers of the human body to defy gravity. So when we are able to do these things and we are able to...
This is an urgent notice.
And we are able to make a difference in our children's lives by allowing their talents to flourish, you won't see the negative behaviors. Schools that cut out sports teams have more problems with fights and everything else because they didn't understand, you know, children have creative energy. They need an outlet. They need a way to express their talent. They need something to lift their self-esteem. And when we don't give them that, then we receive the opposite, and that is negative behavior. So we have to give positive if we want positive back. And we have to value things that we see our children do when they're showing their talent and create opportunities for them to express it. You know, if your school doesn't have, if you've got a lot of children in your school and they like to roller skate, you know, create a roller skating team. You never know. That may be another team sport they compete in. I mean, create things. Create avenues for us to express our skills and then tie them together. Yes, when you see athletes, they're demonstrating the laws of physics. They're demonstrating science. They're demonstrating, when you talk about how to figure out a physics problem using mathematics, motion and distance and speed and all these things, they're demonstrating this physically. So if you think it's not an academic thing, yes, it is. It's all tied together, and we have to have the vision. And I really believe that the more we see our children excel and we see the positive impact of it, then we'll change the way we approach challenging situations. Instead of trying to figure out a way to take something away, why not add something? Add an opportunity. Add recognition. Add an outlet. Create. We have all of these. Just think of all the different vacant spaces, abandoned. We got a lot of different, you know, abandoned shopping centers and things like that. Create more skating rinks. You know, create more places. Stop being afraid. Well, if we do this, then it'll turn violent. No, it won't. If we have a positive way that we do things, look, you know, play positive music as they skate. Do not play songs that glorify violence. You know, just do the things that make sense. It's not the activity that brings the violence. It's the energy that we bring to the activity that brings the violence. When we bring negative energy to it, when we cause it to be not fun because we're creating conflict, we do this so we can understand. economy around entertainment, and entertainment can always be something that encourages athletics and fitness and all of these things that we want to maintain our health. It all fits together if we just think. So this was an inspiration today to see someone who took a skill and took it to the highest level internationally, took it internationally and is being honored in Ghana. So send this young man to the motherland and let him be an inspiration to the young people there. This can be contagious. When we can take positive energy and spread it, then it'll come back to us. We're seeing it all the time. And if we see something happening that's negative, then we got to look at, well, what are we doing or not doing in a positive way that would create positive feedback? Whatever feedback we're getting from our young people, they're like a mirror. You know, they are showing us, look at what you're doing. Look at what you have created in me. That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not point fingers. Let's say, what is it that we did not plant in them? The reason why we're seeing something that is unpleasant. And then everything that they do is not a cause for alarm. And, you know, we have things that happen that alert us to perhaps when there's an imbalance in the way we may be treating people. And a lot of things have come up regarding gender confusion and gender traditions that have been challenged. First thing we got to do is not panic. Because anytime something happens, the first thing you should ask yourself is this impacting the quality of my life? And if that answer is no, then don't let it stress you. Don't let it raise your blood pressure. Because it really isn't impacting the quality of your life. But it is showing us something. We have a lot of challenges to gender roles that are happening for various reasons. Part of it is because we've had an imbalance in the relationship between the genders for too many centuries. We've had challenges to gender in areas where women were just trying to be treated as human beings and given the opportunity to excel in various professions. And it's just been a recent decade where we've seen women break through that glass ceiling and become Supreme Court justices and vice presidents, the president of the United States at some point, and head of corporations and owning TV networks and all of that. So we're seeing that, but it wasn't too many decades when women were barred from certain kinds of education, certain kinds of careers. So it wasn't popular to be a woman. And there are a lot of young girls who grew up with this message that if I want to be strong, I want to be powerful, and I want to be in control, I can't be female. So they don't want to be female. And so we saw some masculinity expressions in female, sometimes because the gender of female did not fit their personality as a strong female. And just recently we saw the movie The Woman King, which was really interesting, but challenging the idea of women as weak and vulnerable to attack. And even the woman king, she was raped. But, I mean, if you haven't seen the movie, I'm sorry about spoiling it. But yeah, so sometimes our rejecting the female gender role is as a result of an assault that left us feeling weak and vulnerable to attack. So we take the opposite and we then become masculine as a protection of us to prevent that from happening again. So sometimes that is what we're seeing manifest, a reaction to attack and a desire to prevent attack in the future and associating weakness and attack with being female. So that happens, and that has happened, and we've seen that happen. So with males that might decide to be feminized, well, we're seeing a lot of attacks on males now. We're looking at men being attacked, arrested, abused, even sexually assaulted. And even in our schools, sometimes male children are reprimanded more, punished more, verbally abused more. So if the little girls are treated nicely, the message we're giving to our sons is it is a negative thing to be a male. And if a male child has had a very negative experience attached to their gender identity, they may then choose to express another gender identity, the same as females do that if something negative has happened that they attach to their gender identity. So we're seeing that expressed, and it's a reflection for us to see what is happening to that person that is negative that they associate with their gender identity, the reason why they want to change their gender identity. And if something is out of balance, if something is hurtful, then we need to correct it. We need to address it and correct it. Not attack the person because they're showing us a mirror of what our society has done that they're responding to, but understand what it is that they're responding to. So those are two of those things. So we see a little bit of that in the fashion industry where the male, you know, they adopt female clothing and females have adopted male clothing. I remember there was a time when you could not wear pants as a woman because it was considered masculine. But then we were doing jobs where it didn't make any sense to be wearing a skirt. And you might remember that movie, I can't remember, but it was about the female baseball league, A League of Her Own.
Yeah, League of Her Own, yep.
And they're out there, they're sliding in the dirt, wearing skirts. You know what you do to your skin that's exposed? And you're running around in the dirt and you're sliding on bases, you're skinning up your knees and your legs, but you got to look cute because you're a female. How stupid was that? So when your clothing is not appropriate for the work that you're doing, you have to wear clothing that's appropriate for the work that you're doing. So, you know, you realize, okay, it doesn't make sense for women to be wearing skirts. And why are we showing our legs? Why is it necessary for people to see our legs and show we're female? What is that all about? You know, is that, again, over-sexualizing? You know, when the job requires your legs to be covered for protection of your skin. So we got to examine a lot of things. But there was a lot of backlash when, you know, pants first came out because,
yeah. Well,
when we were in the workplace, it's like, okay, this little dress is not practical. It's cold outside. My legs are freezing. How is that making me more female? So when we bring to get a challenge thing, then it was backlash to that. So then now pants suits are accepted. You know, Scottish people wear kilts. Those are skirts, you know.
So, a kilt is a skirt.
A kilt is a skirt. I've seen that. A cute little skirt. But, you know, so there's cultural things that are being challenged. There's gender roles that are being challenged. There's gender identity things that are being challenged. And it's all to help us grow up as a society and recognize when we're doing things that might be harmful to either gender, and when we're holding standards that aren't really relevant to the situation or aren't appropriate for the situation. It's to help us to grow in our intelligence, our understanding, and our sophistication, and our compassion, and our realization that a lot of things that we do don't make any sense, so that we can look at what makes sense and fix what doesn't make sense. Traditions change, cultures change, and ultimately we're being prepared to understand that you as a soul, you are not your body. This is a vehicle that you're wearing while you're having this earth experience. Ultimately, that's the realization we have to have. We are souls. Having experiences and all the symbols that we use, whether it's clothing, hairstyle, all these things, they are not who you are. You are the soul inside the body, and the things that you do are what defines. The things that you do that either help or harm another being, that's what defines who you are. And your model has to be, your way of life has to be, do no harm to no living being. Do no harm in whatever form. And when we can individually and collectively get to that point, then we'll find a lot of these things that we allow to upset us don't even matter. Because we got to be ready to go to the next level. We got to be able to go beyond Earth's atmosphere and interact with a whole universe of beings, many of whom are not on this low level of fighting over things that don't matter. Because we have a whole lot more to learn, a whole lot more to learn in terms of science, technology, and regeneration of life. We got to repair this planet. We don't have the knowledge to do that. Because our knowledge of science is limited. And it's limited because we are mistakenly believing that we are the apex of intelligence, and we are not. There are things that we don't know, and so there are mistakes that we make. And once we understand that we need to know more, we'll pursue knowledge differently. Instead of attacking each other, trying to keep each other from learning things or becoming what we have the power to become, we'll look and see what each person brings that is valuable to the collective. This young man brought a skill, and we can learn new things that you can do inside this human body. New levels of balance, new levels of motion, new levels of creating movement. And you never know what that might inspire in terms of a new technological advance that we need to understand that he's demonstrating using roller skates. So that's why our minds have to be open.
Magic.
Value everything that we see, because everybody who brings something to this earth is bringing something that can help us if we learn to value.
It is magic. That's what it is. It is, in no other words, it is simply magic. This young man is phenomenal. His dad, Philip, just sent me a text asking me, is the show still going on? Yeah, we're still talking about him. Yes, we are. And the updates are on my blog. I mean, this is phenomenal. You don't see this every day. And for us to even have this kind of information to share it, yeah, it's on my blog. So please go to zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And don't type in my name, anything other than that blog, because Facebook doesn't want us. They don't want to see you excel. So just go to Google and type in zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, and this page will show up, and you will see the updates that I have made, some video from him that we did not talk about. This is a fundraiser channel that I found out from, what was it, what's the popular fundraising channel? I can't think of the name of it.
GoFundMe,
yeah, that's what this is. And below, this is him. He's been on 2579. He's been to France, Europe, Italy. He's been everywhere. So be sure and go to his YouTube channel.
He's 20 years old, isn't
that? Yeah, he's 20. And tomorrow's fundraiser, all that information is there. And I'm going to see if his dad wants to come back on and say something, because otherwise I don't know why. But he just asked me if it was still on. I was like, yep, it's still on.
Yeah, come on, we can say hi.
Yeah, so if you want to come back, well, the switchboard is closed, so he can't dial in.
Was he able to do the StreamYard link, or was not able?
He was not, so...
You have to call him on your phone. And
yeah, I'm going to call him back and see if he wanted to say something, because, yeah, if he wasn't, because he probably hung up from the channel. And, yeah, we're still live here. If he wants to come back. But you all get your pens and pencils out. Oh, I know that's so old school, right? Get your information out.
Whatever you record stuff.
Yeah, whatever you record stuff, get that out, because this information is information that you need. And he's not answering the phone, so he must be doing something. So we want to thank you for taking the time.
This is Phil Sanders.
Phil Sanders. Well, Phil Sanders, we're still live on the air. We got like 5 more minutes. If you want to call me back on my cell, if you want to say something, you can call me back. Otherwise, the show ends in like 5 minutes. Thank you much. And for those of you who are watching, remember to go to the website, blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And remember that the decision that you make to show him today will show how far he's going to go in life. So we appreciate that. And it's because of you that he will go. So
yeah.
I want to thank you so very much. Thank you for that. I want to thank you for sharing that information, for sharing the information for the day, from this information that I shared with you about the information, higherlearningnetwork.org. We are in need of your, and we give thanks. We are not in need. We give thanks that you are choosing us. So let me type this in. Let's go to oldnational.com/CYC, which is choose your charity, and this is what you will do. So pull out your phones right now. Everybody pull out your phone. Yeah, I know you're already on it. How can you do that, right? Well, just let me show you then. Type in an email address. I'll put in zelda@higherlearningnetwork.org because I've already done that. But they want you to, I want you to see what to do. And then you type in Higher Learning Network, and it'll pop up on my computer. Be sure it says Higher Learning Network NFP because there's some other higher learnings, but that's not the one you want.
Right.
And then you click yes, you are over 18, and you click on agree. And you simply vote. Now, it's not going to allow me to vote because I've already used that email address today. So if you got more than one email address, you can vote as many times as you... Oh, you couldn't see that. Let me pull that down.
Chicago, vote early and often.
Yes. Now, this is the one place you can vote early and often. Yes. So it's not a problem. And I must be on the wrong one because it's not showing up. Did I just choose the wrong one? No, I did choose the right one. Let me scroll up. There you go. Oh, there you go. Now you can see it. I'm talking and typing and you don't see nothing. Okay, so once again, this is where you type in. I'll put ZeldaSpeaks@gmail.com. I'll type in Higher Learning Network NFP. And yes, I am older than 18. Click yes and yes. You can vote. And see, I've already voted there, so if you have more than one email address, can you see that, Naima?
Yes.
Yeah, if you have more than one email address, it will let you, but you got to have more than one email address. So please thank you in advance for going there and for sharing this information so that we can continue to do the work that we do here at the Higher Learning Network. So we appreciate that. And last but not least, I have got to show you why we are asking for funding for not only for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, but for our homeless program as well. Thank you all for all of the wonderful donations that you have been sending. But because this is Chicago and it's always cold outside, this is our Instagram channel. And as you can see, we've been getting. Can you see this one with the receipt? This is what we do with your money. So I don't go shopping and buy anything crazy. We buy things that they need.
Helping keep the homeless warm on my way to Walmart, and because that's the cheapest place to get them, you know, a 16-ounce container lasts up to 8 hours, so Walmart has them the cheapest for like $6 a can. They got rid of that deal that was $2 for $9.70. They got rid of that. Okay,
so you heard what I just said. They got Walmart was the place where I used to go get them all the time, and now Walmart has gone up. I could get two for less than $10. Now it's $6 for one.
Wow.
So that shows you Walmart is in trouble. They just closed one. The one that I usually go to is on 175th and Halsted. They closed it. So if Walmart is in trouble, if Walmart is closing stores down, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'd certainly like to find out what is the...
I believe it's just like Whole Foods. If they don't fulfill a certain requirement financially every month, that they see that they're steady losing money, they close the store. So the store closed and the gas station. That's where I used to go get gas because they're cheapest.
Wow.
Now they're not. So I got to go somewhere else. But anyway, I said all that to say this. Thank you so much. Keep those donations coming in. You can go to our website, higherlearningnetwork.org. You can also feel free to post whatever comments that you have on the activity that we're doing with the homeless. And this is where you can help the homeless right here. can see that information scrolling. They need scholarships. Help the homeless get generators. And generators, heaters, all that butane, socks, and all that good stuff. So you know where your money is going to. And that is the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. That is something that we do on a monthly basis. So be sure and mark your calendar for our children because we want them to participate as well. This is what I'm looking for. This is where you can send your donations. Cash App is Zelda Speaks number 2, Venmo, Higher Learning Network, NFP, and email. It's email me to get my Zelle because it's in my personal account, ZeldaSpeaks@gmail.com. They will let you get to. And PayPal, HigherLearningNetwork@yahoo.com is where you would send. For PayPal, you have to use the email address, and that's the email address to use. So I want to thank you so very much for being a part of the after show and a part of this show and making the very best and being the very best that you can possibly be. Now remember, all the updates are always on my blog at zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. As I leave you with the word for the day, which I left you with the word for the day, I should say, I want to show you the video of the word from the day. Closing thoughts, 60 seconds, because we got a meeting at 9:30, and I'm already late. Naima?
Yeah, well, just...
show today.
So thank you so very much. We appreciate you. Be back here tomorrow morning with Jody Susan on
one more day of our part series on
you can also hear today's show
virtual healing of the emotional trauma
www.facebook.com.
And of course we'll be back.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Jody. Today's show. I have part two of this, so thank you so very much for that. We appreciate you. Stay on purpose, power, and we'll see you here all over again. And last but not least, always remember to my blog for during the week at zelda.wordpress.com. And I didn't show this, but now.
I'd like to thank all of
you. That's for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. Be sure and get your children to participate so that they can get prizes and scholarships. And now...
We had the roller skaters
Yeah! We did have roller skates. We did have roller skates. And I was so glad to see that. And where is this female solution? Check it out. We'll see you next time. Thanks for watching.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m.